بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبو القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين كما بقية الله في الأراضين. إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها، فلها الباعم إن لم تغفر لها. إلهي لم تزل برك على علي أيام حياتي، فلا تقطع برك عني في مماتي. إلهي كيف آيس من حسن نظرك لي بعد مماتي، فأنت لم تولني إلا الجميل في حياتي. إلهي تول من أمري ما أنت أهله، فأدع علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله. There are four phrases here which we want to talk about. First of all, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ilahi, Ajurta ala nafsi. I have been unjust to my soul. I oppressed to my soul. I punished my soul. فَنَّظَرَ لَهَا when I was looking at it. What I have here, the translation actually is not correct. I wanted to direct my soul. I wanted to look at my soul. I wanted to arrange everything for my soul. I wanted to manage my efforts. But unfortunately, I couldn't do anything to my soul. I couldn't direct it. I couldn't guide it. I couldn't direct my soul towards right path. So, فَلَهَا الْوَاي. Oh, wow. Oh, fire will be to my soul if it don't forgive me. Here, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I wanted to arrange and direct and manage all my affairs. Because I thought I can do. I wanted to distinguish right from wrong. I wanted to obtain a lot of things for my soul. I wanted to gain a lot of things which is good for me and for my soul. This is what we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, I couldn't do anything. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to say, please, if you want to do your best to your soul, you can't do anything. If you want to direct your soul, you can do. Even if you want to avoid yourself from badness, from evil, you can't do. But by help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by support of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are as a human being, we are as ordinary people. Our position, our taqwa, our Allah fearing is not higher than prophets. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. In Surah Yusuf, verse 23 up to verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Holy Quran narrates and says that when Yusuf was at the room, and that woman also, as well as was at the same room, and she wanted to take Yusuf towards herself. And Yusuf wanted to avoid her from himself. What he said, Yusuf? He said, Ma'ad Allah, no, I will not do. After that he say, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Indeed, indeed, she certainly made for him and he would have made for her. لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْحَانَ رَبِّهِ. If, thank you. If Yusuf alayhi salam, he not beheld the proof of his love, if there is no support of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and helping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salam was committed the sin. And Yusuf alayhi salam at that situation was engaged by that evil. But because of supporting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Yusuf could avoid himself from her. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to tell us that, O people, if you want to protect yourself from committing any type of sin, any type of evil, you must take and seek help from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, without supporting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without helping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can't do anything. Even in verse 33, Yusuf alayhi salam says, قَالَ رَبَّ أَسْجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. He said, my Lord, the prison is dearer to me than to what they invite me. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This was his amazing verse. Exactly. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. How he said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, say, oh my God, if you do not turn away their scheme from me, then I will incline towards them. إِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ. Oh my Lord, if you don't avoid them from me, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ, I will incline towards them. I will go towards them. I will engage with them. I can't do anything. وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And exactly, I will be one of the senseless. Because he wanted to get help from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saw his Lord answered him and turned away their evil from him. He avoided, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala avoided Yusuf alayhi salam from the woman. However, finally Yusuf alayhi salam says, وَمَا أُبَرَّعُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Yet I do not absolve my own soul, because exactly my own soul commands me, ordered me to do bad, to do evil. Here also in our dua, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, oh my God, in the beginning, I wanted to direct, I wanted to guide my soul to towards good, towards right path, but I couldn't do anything. So now you help me. This is one evidence. The second evidence also from Holy Quran, the history of Musa alayhi salam. All of you are aware of this history. Musa alayhi salam once, he thought that he's the best man concerning the knowledge at his time, at his age. Nobody is higher than him. So when he decided, and this thing has come to his mind, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked him, "Oh Musa, you must go and learn from somebody who is more learned than you. He will teach you. How I can get that man?" Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "You must take a fish and go ahead. When you lost this fish, you must stand at the same place, and your teacher will come." Musa alayhi salam got a fish and he put it in his basket and started to continue his way, his journey. So suddenly he looked at his basket, he couldn't find his fish. He stopped there. At that time, a man came to him. And this man was Khidr alayhi salam. Asked Musa, "Let's go." They continue this in Suratul, all verses you can get it in, I think Suratul Kahf. Yes, they started to continue. They reached to the sea. So the first of all, that man, Khidr, told Musa alayhi salam, "You can continue and you can come with me." Said, "No, I will be patient and I will come with you. I want to learn from you." They ride a ship. Khidr alayhi salam started to make a hole on the ship. And Musa criticized him. Khidr told him, "I told you, you can't pay patience with me. So stop, go back." Said, no, please, I will not criticize you. Do whatever you like it, whatever you wish it. Do, I will not say anything to you." Later on, they reached to the bank and they met a young boy. Musa alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam killed him. Again, Musa criticized him. "Why? Why you killed innocent boy?" Said, "I told you, go." Said, no, I will not criticize you again. Thirdly, they entered the town and they asked them to help them, to feed them, but they refused to give them anything. At that time, Khidr alayhi salam started to build a wall. Musa also criticized him. He said, "Why you build this wall? Why we ask them to feed us, they refuse to give us anything. Now how you are ready to help them, to support them?" Khidr alayhi salam said, "Hadha firaqun bayni wa baynak." This is last time between me and you. Go ahead. But now I will say why I made hold at that ship, and so, actually, I don't want to explain about the history, but Musa, why he's a prophet? He's a prophet ulul azm, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he wanted to direct, he wanted to manage, he wanted to arrange his effort, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, "No, you can't do anything, now you must go and learn." What about us? Don't think you can do whatever you want. In our family, we had a certain man. He had only a daughter. All our relatives were asking him, please, why only you have one daughter? He was saying, because I don't want to be like you. You have a lot of children. You can't give to every of them, any of them, all of them, houses. You can't provide for them car. You can't provide for them good job. You can't provide for them good education, good university. No, I want to have only one, and I want to help him. I want to help her. I want to support her. I want to buy a house for her. I want to support her and help her to go to good university, and so and so. All the time, the father was repeating such things. Finally, up to now, that girl is more than 50 years and she couldn't manage. Her father passed away. Her mother passed away and she has nothing. Because the father, as well as her mother, always they were saying, because we want to make her happy. We can't do. We can't. In business, in education, in guidance, in everything, even going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not in our hands. If we want anything, we must seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support us, to help us. Otherwise, we are not. Nuh alayhi salam wanted his son to be best. He wanted his son to be pious. He wanted his son to be muttaqi. He wanted his son to be the prophet. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, innahu laysa min ahlik. Your son is not from innahu amalun ghayr salih. Look at your time, look at your age. There are a lot of people. They were claiming that we want our children, we want our sons, we want our boys, our girls, our daughters. We want them to be best in education, in so and so and so, even in morality, in behavior. But unfortunately, I remember, I had a friend. Actually, he was older than me. All the time, he was saying, Alhamdulillah, I tried a lot because I want to make my children happy. So, day and night, I work. I don't want them to suffer from this life. I bought for each of them a house. Why they are 15 years old, 14, 13, so and so. But I vote for all of them. I will provide for them best education, private university, and I will buy for them cars and so and so. When his first son is to level roughly 20 years, his son started to criticize him. Up to which I can mention. He left all of his children and he said, I don't want them to be alive. And all the time he was going to the mosque and he was praying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to keep them. They were very bad. They were very bad. Check. Because he forgot Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he was thinking that he can. However, here we say, Ilahi, قَدْ جُرْتُ عَلَى نَفْسِ, I oppress my soul. I make mistakes. Because I was looking at my soul. I wanted to direct it. I wanted to correct it. I can't. I have a responsibility towards my soul. Instead to direct my soul towards right path, instead to take my responsibility to on my shoulder, but I have done nothing. So only God. This is one. Secondly, my soul has a right against me, upon me. I should fulfill my soul's right. I couldn't do. Because I wanted to do myself, lonely. So I can. Now, when we look at our soul, when we look at our deeds, we look at our responsibility, we look at our right, we look at our action, we will go to court, to judge. Usually, when we go to court, we go to judge, we complain against somebody else. Oh, this man has done so and so against me. Judge, what will do? He will take your right from him and give it to you. Now, this is the different court and different judge. We will go to court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We ask Him, oh my God. My enemy is not somebody else which I'm coming and complain against him. My enemy is myself. I complain against myself. So Allah is judge. What he has to do? He should take right from whom? To give to whom? There is no any way, but Allah forgive me. Because of that, in the end of this phrase, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I have come to your court. I complain against my enemy. So, there is nothing to take from my soul and give it to me, because I'm not different from my soul. That one thing is here. فَلَهَا الْوَعِي إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will certainly dominate if you don't forgive it. Vay sometimes means fire, sometimes means hell. It will be hell or fire for my soul if you don't forgive it. This is first phrase. And we say to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, oh my God, ask. The father had responsibility towards his son. He should educate him. He should help him. He should support him. He should guide him. We have such responsibility towards our soul. I must support my soul. I must guide him. I must direct him towards right path. But instead to do such, I put my soul in wrong way. So now, my age reached to end. I have nothing, but I should seek forgiveness of and God. If you don't forgive me, what I can do? Please, sometimes we will ask somebody forgiveness. But we say to him, forgive me. This is one type of asking forgiveness. But sometimes, no, with another language. Like this language. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, oh my God, I wanted to correct my soul. I wanted to guide my soul. I couldn't do. I didn't take my responsibility in my shoulder. I oppressed my soul. So, because I'm oppressor, now I'm coming to court. I'm coming to you. Take my right from my soul. But how you want to take it? There is nothing but you forgive. Now forgive. In second phrase we say, Ilahi, لم تزل برك علي أيام حياتي فلا تقطع برك عني في مماتي. Say, oh my God, we are comparing our life to after our life, to our death. Say, oh my God, always you are giving me your mercy, your blessing, and I was under your mercy and your blessing. You gave me everything in my life, which I can count it. So, you gave me during my life, so don't break it down in my, after my death. My Lord, you have always been kind to me during my life time. Therefore, do not cut off your favor from me at the time of my death. Here we want to say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because you were giving me, now also you must give to me. Exactly. This is not correct. Because if sometimes somebody gives you something, this not means that all the time you must give to you. But this is the language of forgiveness. Language of demanding something from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We say, oh my God, whatever I have in my life is from you. There are a lot of people who want to have sight, but they don't have it. There are a lot of people who want to have mind, intellect, reason, they don't have it. There are a lot of people who want to have heart, they don't have. There are a lot of people who want to have health, they don't have. Who wants to have a lot of things, which I have it. I'm full of your blessing, I'm full of your mercy, I'm full of your kindness. And those other people don't have it. So, whatever I have it is from you. Look at, there are some people. They are madmen, mad person. They wish to have mind. And they are ready to spend a lot of money. They can't have it. They couldn't have it. But you gave all of this to me. Now, this is from you. Now, oh my God, complete your blessing, your mercy to me by giving something after my death also. In third phrase, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ilahi, كَيْفَ آيَسُ مِنْ حُسْنِ نَظَرِكَ لِي بَعْدَ مَمَاتِ وَأَنْتَ لَمْ تُوَلِّنِي إِلَّا الْجَمِيلَ فِي حَيَاتِ. In the previous phrase, we said to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, during my time life, you gave everything to me, so after my death also continue for me. In this phrase, we say, no, oh my God, how I can be hopeless from your mercy, from your kindness, after my death? Why? during my lifetime, you gave me everything. You supported, bestowed to me everything. So I'm sure, since you were given to me, why I was doing bad to you? I disobeyed you. I didn't obey you. I was committing sin. I was running away from your door. I was insulting you. I wasn't taking care of your commands. I wasn't. And I was doing best in my life, in my time. So at that time, you were giving good things to me. You were mercy to me. You were kind to me. So now, I will do nothing to you. I can't do anything because I'm dead body. So, oh my God, don't disappoint me. My Lord, how can lose the hope of your looking kindly in me after my death, when you have always been good to me during my time and during my life? During my life, I was one of your enemies. Because whatever you asked me, I didn't take care of it. I didn't listen to you. Even sometimes, I was feeling bad towards your comments. All those thoughts, but you were merciful to me. You were very kind to me. Now, my hand has been broken down. My efforts have been broken down. Everything between me and between this world, dunya, have been stopped. I can't do anything. So, oh my God, don't disappoint me. And how it's possible that you will disappoint me, and how I can be hopeless to your mercy and to your blessing. In the fourth phrase, you say, oh my God, yes, I'm asking forgiveness from you. I'm asking your mercy, your blessing, your kindness. But I know something, which this is not my reward, because I'm sinner. I'm wrongdoer. I was doing mistake in my life. I committed a lot of sin. And the result of sin, the result of making mistakes, the result of wrong is not forgiveness, but is punishment. You should punish me. You should beat me. You should bear me. But I'm coming to you, and I will say and admit that whatever I have done is because of my ignorance. Because of my ignorance. إلهي تبل من أمري ما أنت أهلوه وأدع علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله. Oh my Lord, in my case, do what befits you and bestow your favor on me. I'm a sinner. And whatever I have done is because of my ignorance. However, the result of my action, the result of my activity, the result of my sin, the result of my behavior and my character is not forgiveness. It's punishment. It's hell. is higher. But, oh my God, I will commit that whatever I have done is because of my ignorance. And, oh my God, don't look at myself and deal with me as unfitted for it, but deal with me as you are fitted. Exactly. From you will not come anything but mercy, kindness. From me will not come out anything but wrong and sin. So don't deal with me as I am fitted for it, but deal with me as you are worthy for it, and you are fitted for it. This is one. Secondly, here we say, oh my God, whatever I have done in my life is because of my ignorance. But I didn't know. But as we know, is not ignorance because I ignore their sin. No. Who can say I didn't know this is sin? Everybody knows this is sin. This is forbidden. Everybody knows this is haram. We should not commit it. We should not go near to it. We should avoid ourselves from it. We know. But ignorance is a root and foundation of all and origin of all types of committing sin. But is not ignorance or ignoring the sin itself. But we ignore the result of sin. We ignore the result of sin. Because of that, here we say, oh my God. I have been in my ignorance. Ignorance covered me and included me. So I couldn't see anything else. If we look at Holy Quran, we will find out that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned a lot of disobedience and sins and making mistakes. Allah mentioned all of these types of disobedience and sins. And in some verses, Allah mentioned that their origin and the root of all these types of sin or making mistake or disobedience, the root of everything is ignorance. It's ignorance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Surat A'raf, verse 138, says the origin of polytheism is ignorance. Those people who worship idols because of ignorance. Sometimes, please, the polytheism is not only those people who have worshipped idol and they put it in their place and they go and worship it. No. Sometimes also we are worshiping idols, but we don't know. One of my friends said to me that once I wanted to go somewhere, but I got punched. I didn't know what I should do and how I should repair my car. And at that time, a man came to me, and when I look at him, I found out that he's a madman. He's a madman. He came to me and he helped me, he supported me. And he asked me, please, you should do so and so and so. And I did it, alhamdulillah, finished. After that, I asked him, please, this place is for mad people. If you are madman, who am I? Said, you are safih, you are ignorant. Ask him, what's the difference between ignorant and madman? Said, the difference between them is that. I know I am madman. So I will come to this hospital and they will treat me and they will give me some type of medicine. So I will cure. But you don't know. Up to end your time, you will be in your ignorance. Sometimes those people who are worshipping idols, they know this is idol. And they know that they are worshipping their idol. But sometimes we worship idols while we don't know we are worshippers of idols. But we think that we are best Muslims. We are best followers of Imam Ali alayhi. But our idol is our money. Our idol is our children. Our idol is our house. Our idol is our car. Our idol is our reputation. Our idol is our, I don't know. We don't know it. And we worship it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, when Musa alayhi salam had Bani Israel and they across the sea, they reached to the land and they met some people who were worshipping idol. So they came to Musa alayhi salam and they said, O Musa, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. O Musa, make for us a god like the gods that they have. Here Allah mentioned the result and the origin and the root of they are demanding, they are asking. He said, إِنَّكُمْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْحَلُونَ. Do you know why you are asking me to make for you idol, god? Because you are indeed an ignorant. Because you are indeed an ignorant. This is politics. And concerning the desires, making mistake and bad behavior, bad character in our life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, because of ignorance. Surah An-Naml, verse 55. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to Qawm Lut alayhi salam, إِنَّكُمْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأَتُونَ رِجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْحَلُونَ. Do you approach men with sexual desires instead of women? Rather, you are ignorant. You are an ignorant. Because you are ignorant. This type of sin because of ignorance. And also concerning those people who don't listen to the prophets and they are not committing the right and they are committing the wrong. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, لَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْحَلُونَ. Because the majority of them are ignorant. And concerning those people who jealousy and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. Do you know what they have done to Yusuf alayhi salam? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ in Surah Yusuf, chapter verse 89. قَالَ هَلْ أَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسِفِ. He said, have you realized what you did to Joseph and his brother when you were senseless? Oh, jahilun, ignorant. However, majority, or I can say all, our sins, our making mistakes, depend on ignorance. So if we want to solve this problem and take it out from our life, we must remove the ignorance from our life. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahlu. Oh my God. Take care of my efforts as you are fitted for it. Wa'ud alayya bi fadlik. As you are, return to me by your mercy. But not as I'm on it. And I will commit that whatever I have done is because of my ignorance. Because of my ignorance. I didn't know, so I make mistakes. After this word, this phrase, we say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we change. Up to here, we were asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, oh my God, you were supporting me during my life, so continue. You were giving to me good, continue, please. You are helping me, continue. And I will tell you that don't deal with me as I am on it and as I am fitted for it. But deal with me as you are fitted for it. Now, here we change our explanation to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We say, oh my God, I committed a lot of sin, but you covered it by wearing. You didn't allow anybody to watch it. And all the people were looking at me as a good man, as a good Muslim, as a mu'min, believer. Because you are satar, you cover my everything, my sin. And the people didn't know who am I. Even some time. You covered my sin and my badness, my evil, from your angels. You didn't allow them to see it. Now, I'm coming to you. In the day of judgment, you can do whatever you want to do. But, oh my God, in this world, in dunya, you covered my sin, my evil, so I'm asking you to cover my sin, my badness, my evil in the day of judgment. Oh my God, don't allow the people to see my nature, to watch my identity, to find out who am I. So, we have some riwayah and hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say, if there is no any fire, if there is no any punishment for the sinner, only when they will come, all people realize who is this man and what he was doing. This is enough for him. This is enough for him. Did you get me? If there is no any type of punishment in the day of judgment, if there is no any fire, if there is no wrath, but only in the day of judgment, Allah discovers everything. So all people will know who am I. This is enough for me as to be punishment for me. This is worse than all fire for me. I heard one of our ulama once met a bad woman. She was committing bad things. He called her and asked her, please come, I want to see you. She came to him, and that alim told her, why you are committing adultery? Why you are bad? Why started to shouting at her in front of the people? Before people. She listened to that alim. When he stopped, she said, oh Mawlana, everybody knows who am I. In the day of judgment, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discovers everything, I will not feel ashamed. Because everybody knows me. But you, all people who are with you and are coming to your mosque and they are kissing your hand and they are helping you, they are respecting you, they think that you are a good man. You are pious. Be aware that in the day of judgment, something else will come out. And the people will know who you are. This is bad. And try to be as you are. Don't show to the people you are something else. When this lady told this alim such thing, he collapsed and started to cry, and he couldn't come out from his house, and after some days he passed away. And he was saying, oh my God, in the day of judgment, don't discover her my sin. As she told me, and she's better than me. Because he was actually pious. But if somebody, for example, if somebody comes to me and tells me, oh, you are so and so and so. No! If you go all the world and you want to find out best man in the world, that man is us. That man is me. Nobody else. That alim who had heard such things, he collapsed, and after some days, passed away. So we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, inshallah, we'll continue this phrase next week. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, don't discover me in the day of judgment before the people. Inshallah.
Sheikh, you mentioned that we think we are very good Muslims, that we are worshipping idols and we don't realize. How can we realize which idols we are worshipping and to what extent? And then how do we change ourselves, because this is not in our minds?
Yes, thank you. Actually, if you can get somebody also to tell us how we can realize that we are worshipping idols, let us to go to him together. But whatever prevents us from reaching to Allah, that one is idol. That one is idol. Once I told you, in the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to his son, Ali ibn al-Akbar. He was bloody, injured. So, he kissed him, and he sat down. You heard. He didn't take him to tenants, isn't it? He asked the young of Bani Hashim to come and carry him towards the tenants. Some ulama, when they are reciting the marfiya, they say because he couldn't carry him. No. Because He didn't want even his son prevent him from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even for a second. And that history of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he in the battle of Khaybar, when he put down Amr ibn Abdulwad, after some he left him and he ran about the battle. And later on he came and he killed him, because Imam Ali alayhi salam said, at the beginning I wanted to kill you because you make me angry by your action, which I don't want to mention. Now I wanted to stay patient and I came to you to kill you because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever prevents us from reaching to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is ayat. Imam Ali alayhi salam in one of his sermons in Nahjul Balagha says, recognizing and realizing the idol is more difficult to recognizing in the dark night an ant walking on the stone, the black stone. Can you recognize an ant during the dark night walking on the stone, black stone? Can you recognize him? Imam Ali alayhi salam said, recognizing the shirk and idol in our life is the same. It's more difficult than recognizing that ant. It's very difficult. But whatever prevents us from zikrullah, from remembering of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that one is idol. Even once, I was footballer. So one of our lecturer, he told me, please you should stop. Don't go. He didn't want to say it's haram, it's forbidden. But because maybe I was in some situation, he told me no. I said, why? He said, this is haram for you. I said, why? He told me, because during your football, you concentrate on the balls, concentrate on the field, concentrate on the goal, concentrate on so and so. So this prevents you from Allah at that time. There should not be any barrier between you and Allah. However, whatever prevents us and this barrier, this is idol. I don't want to say this is haram to have it, but we can reach at the level of awliya. As this hadith, you know, once the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family asked, what is the best for a woman? Nobody could answer, and Imam Ali alayhi came to his house and he asked Fatima salamullahi alayha, and he asked her, what is the best for the woman? She said, no man sees her and she never sees and was any man. And Imam Ali alayhi salam came to the mosque and he answered the question, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, this answer is not from you, this answer is from my daughter Fatima. Yes, this is best thing for the woman, but it's not obligatory for the woman to sit in her house and not watch the man, and no man see him, because Fatima sallallahu alayhi herself was coming out and she addressed the people in the mosque of the Prophet, isn't it? And Zainab salamullahi alayha, they were coming out and they speech to the people, to the crowd. So, but that one is good. If somebody can do it, it is good. Now, doing football and so is not forbidden, is not haram. But if prevent us from remembering of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is sin.
Like we saw that we want to prevent ourselves from sins around things here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at this, for example, Hazrat Adam as Islam, when he was persuaded by Shaitan to approach the tree, did he not then remember Allah to prevent him from approaching the tree?
Yeah. Of course. Somebody was committing sin and he said, because Shaitan swore by Allah to put us in wrong way, so I don't want Shaitan to make mistake because he swore by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yes, but he swore by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to put us in wrong way. At the same time, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also gave us and supported us by very good and more stronger than Shaitan, which is Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And we can go to him and he will prevent us. As you know, one title of Imam Zaman alayhi salam is Al-Kahf al-Hasin. Save Cave. The people of Cave, they went to cave and they were prevented from every wrong, any wrong, any ever. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, by His wisdom, created Imam Zaman alayhi salam and He made him Al-Kahf al-Hasin. Hasin is safe. Do you know, we have some type of box, which you would put your money on it. Nobody can open it. Even fire cannot spoil it. Imam Zaman alayhi salam is cave, safe cave. Is it safe, correct? Safe box. That one, iron one. Or more than iron, I don't know what it is. Stronger than that. So in our life we can go under his umbrella and we can go to this cave. And exactly, he will prevent us. Some verses here concerning this issue. It's not only Adam alayhi salam. They have concerning Musa alayhi salam. Look at this verse. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ آبَيْنَا إِلَى السَّخْرَ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ. Musa says, I forgot the fish. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهِ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. I forgot about the fish and none but Satan made me forget to mention it. So we have a lot of verses concerning to forgetting because of Shaitan. What is the answer of this question? Why we know he cannot have any access to the prophets? The answer of that is some of our ulama says yes, some type of ignorance or forgetting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and don't remembering of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not haram. So, because of that, like Adam alayhi salam, he had it. Musa alayhi salam, according to this verse, also he had it. Because this is not haram. And however, Shaitan could have some type of access to some the prophet. But some our commentators say no, Shaitan never had have any type of access to the prophets and make them to forget Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala or make them to don't remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This means Shaitan wanted to prevent them from remembering of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, He makes them to forget Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He makes them to don't remember. But exactly He makes them means He wanted to make them. And sometimes, for instance, you didn't fall down. Let's say, I fell down. Means I wanted to fall down. I wanted to collapse. But you don't say, I wanted to collapse. I collapsed completely. You say, if you collapse, I died, I died. Oh, if you died, how you speak now at the moment with me? No. I was about the death. You say, I died. This is also in this type of verses of Holy Quran concerning the Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan and Satan wanted to prevent Adam from remembering of Allah. He wanted, but he couldn't. He wanted to prevent Musa alayhi salam from remembering of Allah, but he couldn't. He wanted. Because we have a lot of evidence, argument, that never Satan have any type of access to the Prophet.
That verse, I don't know which surah it is, that Adam forgot, and the verse carries on saying, Rabbi Zidni Ilman. What is the connection?
Yes, the
I
word...
I don't know the surah, but I often read it, that you forgot and you asked, please increase me in knowledge.
Yes, I don't know exactly the chapter, and Allah Ta'ala, we have in some surah, Allah Ta'ala say concerning the Adam. فَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ غَوَى Adam make mistake and غَوَى غَوَى means fell down of collapse. As I mentioned, this means he wanted to collapse. And رَبَّ زِدْنِي عِلْمَى means, oh my God, always give me knowledge. Why? Because we are human beings. We are possible existence and we are limited. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is unlimited. Whatever He gives to us is limited also concerning us. So we demand Him more, we ask Him more, we ask Him more.
You talk about idols and how sometimes we know that we have some idols but we actually worship them but we don't know them. I heard a narration but I'm not sure if it's true. Someone came and asked the Prophet of Islam and asked her, do you love Allah? And she said, yes, I love Allah. Then he asked her, do you love your father, Imam Ali alayhi salam? She said, yes, I love Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then how can one heart have two loves at the same time? Because one heart only has one love. So she said that I love my father for the sake of Allah. I'm not sure how to do generation, but in that big sense, you whatever you love for the sake of Allah.
Yes. Okay, let me tell you another riwaya hadith. Once a man granted or gifted to the Prophet two camels. At that time, Prophet ﷺ told the people, whoever offered two rak'ah of salat without remembering anything than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. From Allahu Akbar, beginning of salat up to end, he concentrates on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I will give one of this camel to him. All companions of the Prophet started to offer him two rak'ah. First of them, when he said Allahu Akbar, Prophet told him stop. Because during your saying Allah Akbar, he was thinking how you can sell the camel. The second one, when he said Allahu Akbar, Prophet said stop. Because he was thinking how much the value of the camel. They, all of them have come and they offered, they wanted to offer two rak'ah and Prophet ﷺ, he stopped them, said no. Imam Ali alayhi salam came. He said, Allahu Akbar. And after some minutes, he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Prophet told him, O Ya Ali, during your salam, when you wanted to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you were thinking which of them is fat, more fat, isn't it? Imam Ali alayhi salam said, yes. When I was saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I was thinking which of these two is more fat. The Prophet told him, so I will not give you. At that time, Jibreel came down and descended. And he told to the Prophet, of the Prophet of Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, give to Ali. Because Ali was thinking about these two camels, which of them is fat? Because of Allah, because he wanted to kill the camel and give it to the poor people. So he was thinking which of them is more fat to get more reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the poor people get more meat. Yes, it's possible to do something, but the result of it to be something also because of that. Now, when you offer your salat, if you offer your salat for something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not accepted, is not valid. But you will offer your salat and at the same time you want your son to learn it. There is no problem. You love your family, your wife, your son, your children, and at the same time you love them because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is no problem. You eat, you drink, because you are thirsty, you are hungry, but because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala you eat. This is also a mustahab. It's possible. Okay, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.